Russians go to the polls tomorrow for their third presidential election since the collapse of the Soviet Union. But there's no suspense. Vladimir Putin is a shoo-in for re-election. Polls suggest he'll get at least 65% of the vote. His five challengers aren't expected to get out of the single digits. And pollsters say Putin can be assured of the 50% turnout needed to make the vote valid. We start our coverage of this story with a sampling of public opinion from two Russian regions provided by NPR's Moscow bureau chief, Lawrence Sheets.
36-year-old Andrei Tolupov gives the most common explanation for why President Putin is so popular. Stability, Tolupov says. There's a sort of stability now. We have an idea of what tomorrow will bring. Tolupov lives in the southern town of Kursavka. He's a small businessman. He sells sugar out of the back of his truck. Now, little by little, the economy is pulling itself up, Tolupov says. These days, if someone works hard, they have something. Tatiana Ivanovna, a 65-year-old retired accountant, compares Putin favorably with his erratic, hard-drinking predecessor, Boris Yeltsin. Tatiana says she used to get her pensions 3 months late. Now she's paid on time. She says Putin is a decent man. That's all an illusion, counters 31-year-old Alexei, who says he's voting for another candidate. Putin travels all over the place, but nothing is being done. The retirees are for him because their pensions go up by a few cents. He says it's all smoke and mirrors. In Moscow, Tatiana Vladimirovna is one of the many people who don't plan to vote at all. I'm against all of them, even Putin, she says. I'm an average person, and since he's been in power, I haven't gotten anything. There's no sense in voting. At Moscow State University, 18-year-old student Arivik Karipetyan says after centuries of autocracy, Russia's just not ready for true democracy. She says her country needs elements of dictatorship. Russians are a different kind of nation, Karipetyan says. If democracy isn't managed here, then it will probably just turn into mob rule.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets. To find out more about what Russia has become under President Putin, we turn to analyst Yevgeny Volk. He heads the Moscow branch of the Heritage Foundation. Volk says Russia is still not a true democracy.
Unfortunately, the transition from the totalitarian past to a real democracy is very slow and controversial. It goes by fits and starts. And what we see during the years of President Putin's in power is a certain recoil from the achievements of democracy and rule of law in 1990s.
You're suggesting, though, that you're progressing to democracy in fits and starts. Do you have confidence that you're still on the road to democracy?
Mr. Putin is very concerned about the public opinion of the Western leaders toward what is happening in Russia. He is concerned about his good image in the West. From this point of view, of course, he doesn't want any open assault towards democracy and basic freedoms in Russia.
Now, Mr. Putin is going to get the overwhelming majority of votes in this election. Why do the Russian people want to keep him in power? Do most people feel like their standard of living has improved?
Statistics show that generally there are less poor people than 4 years ago, although still about 20% of Russian population lives below the minimal life standard. But from what we see, especially in big cities as Moscow, St. Petersburg, life standard is improving.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of Mr. Putin's policy promises in the past. When he first took office, he promised to end the war in Chechnya. That brutal war continues, and terrorists, believed to be Chechens, are staging more and more deadly attacks in Russia. This doesn't seem to undermine Putin's ratings, though. Why?
I believe that the media coverage of Chechen war is very limited, and the media know quite well that Putin and the Kremlin in general hates any publications criticizing its policies in Chechnya. That's why we don't see an impartial amount of information about what is really happening in Chechnya. We know more about the situation in Iraq.
President Putin also promised to root out corruption after he was elected. Is Russia less corrupt under than it was under President Yeltsin?
The answer is clearly no. The problem is that although Mr. Putin announced the need to fight corruption, actually nothing was done to eradicate corruption from the highest echelons of power. And the most corrupt persons associated with the Yeltsin regime, they were in the government, in the upper echelons of power until recently. And in fact, the newcomers, the people who came with Mr. Putin, they themselves started their own corrupt games. And I believe, and this opinion is shared by many other experts, that the level of corruption in the authorities is no less than it was under Mr. Yeltsin. In fact, the people who came in power, they were deprived of opportunity to obtain property during the privatization process in mid-90s. They are young, they are greedy, they want to redistribute property to their own benefit. These guys, they want to become rich themselves.
Yevgeny Volk is director of the Moscow branch of the Heritage Foundation, the U.S.-based think tank. He spoke to us from NPR's Moscow Bureau. Thanks very much, Mr. Volk.
You're welcome.